This is Everything About Business Chinese, a production of China America Radio and the Confucius Institute for Business at SUNY. For a complete listing of upcoming events, visit confuciusbusiness.suny.edu. Now, here's this week's program.
Hello, and welcome to Everything About Business Chinese. I'm Ting Ting.
Hello, I'm Colin.
In the previous session, we learned Chinese business banquet etiquettes. Today, we'll learn how to order at Chinese restaurants.
How exciting! I cannot wait to learn it.
Let's listen to a dialogue first.
欢迎光临，请问几位？
两位。
您请坐，这是菜单。
有什么招牌菜吗？
麻婆豆腐和糖醋鱼。您有什么忌口吗？
我不吃辣。请给我一份糖醋鱼和两碗米饭。
Then, let's listen to the English version.
Welcome. How many guests for today?
Two.
Please take your seat. Here's a menu.
What is your specialty?
麻婆豆腐 and sweet and sour fish. Is there anything you don't eat?
I don't eat spicy food. Please give me a portion of sweet and sour fish.And two orders of rice.
When you enter a restaurant, the waiter will ask 几位, namely, how many guests, and then offer you the menu. Menu is called 菜单 in Chinese.
Hopefully, Chinese restaurants will provide menus with photos of the dishes, so I can simply point out the photos to order.
Most of them do. If they don't, you can ask them about the specialty of the restaurant, which is 招牌菜 in Chinese.有什么招牌菜吗? Means, what's your specialty?
Then the waiter asks the guests, 您有什么忌口吗? What does 忌口 mean?
忌口 is anything that you don't eat. The guest in the dialogue stated, 不吃辣, which means he cannot eat spicy food.
I know, 糖醋鱼 is sweet and sour fish, right?
Exactly. 两碗米饭refers to two orders of rice. Usually the dishes will be served with rice, but you can double-check it with your waiter.
Then, how can I pay the bill after the meal?
You can tell the waiter that you want to 买单, the Chinese equivalent of check, please.
Got it. My last but very practical question today is how can we find good Chinese restaurants nearby if I were in China?
I recommend an app called 点评It's kind of a combination of Yelp and PayPal, which can be used to search for nearby restaurants based on other people's reviews. You can even purchase the food coupons at discount on the app in advance sometimes. It's now a popular food hunting app in China.
Thank you so much for this tip. I will download the app right now. Thank you for listening. Today's question is how to say specialties of a restaurant in Mandarin.Please email your answer to cib@chinaamericaradio.com. We will post the first answer on our Twitter account at ConfuciusBiz.
You can download today's transcript or listen to the program again for free at chinaamericaradio.com. Just go to the partners page and click on the SUNY CIB banner.
You can also see a listing of the upcoming activities at SUNY Confucius Institute for Business.
下周见。